Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of storms. Right now, it's 84.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A major Trump administration action to expand the availability of higher blends of biofuels suffered a significant legal setback on Friday that could lead to a fresh moratorium on summertime sales of E15 ethanol. In a 3-0 decision, a panel of federal judges in the D.C. Circuit ruled the legislative text in the law underwriting the nation's biofuel mandate insufficient to support a regulatory waiver authored by the Trump administration to allow E15 to be sold during the summer driving season. Under the Clean Air Act, the reed vapor pressure waiver was needed for that sales expansion. But the attorneys for the American fuel and petrochemical manufacturers argued the law limited such leniency to a 10% ethanol blend. The ruling, which takes effect in 45 days, allows for refiners to ask for an immediate injunction that could take place as soon as 10 days from July the 2nd. Even if the injunction is granted, E15 can still be sold to motorists as legal steps are needed before the opinion is enforced. The decision can also be taken up to the full circuit court or appealed. Trade representatives from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are meeting this week to commemorate the first anniversary of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico's Secretary of Economy, U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai, and Canada's Minister of Small Business, Export Promotion, and International Trade attending the meeting. The officials will meet tomorrow in Mexico City to exchange views on the achievements reached during the agreement's first year and discuss opportunities to ensure the long-term growth and competitiveness of the region. U.S. Trade Rep's office said the meetings are an opportunity to continue the productive dialogue established during the first Trade Commission meeting that took place in May. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Thursday last week has narrowed a landmark federal voting rights law that could make it challenging for many Republicans in the state legislature as they continue to work on election laws in the state. Fake News reports the concern came from Republican State Attorney General Derek Schmidt, along with Mark Johnson, a veteran election law attorney and adjunct law professor at the University of Kansas, where they say the latest election laws passed in Kansas that limit the number of absentee ballots a person can deliver to election officials could be at risk after the U.S. Supreme Court's decision narrowed the Civil Rights Era Federal Voting Rights Act. In other news, as of Thursday last week, Kansans as young as 18 years old can now conceal carry handguns if they have a license anywhere in the state. KWCH News reports that prior to the bill, Kansans 21 years and older could conceal carry, and 18-year-olds could open carry. The bill was originally vetoed by Governor Laura Kelly, but was overridden by the Republican state legislature, as they say it's another way to protect Second Amendment rights in the state. Mid-America Network News.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
A Kansas man has been sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for a 2019 stabbing that killed his wife and injured her grandmother. The Kansas Attorney General's office says that 34-year-old Jeremy DelMarco of Arma was sentenced last week to 184 months for second-degree murder and the death of 36-year-old Brandy DelMarco. He was also sentenced to 43 months for attempted murder and the stabbing of Dorma Lamaster. DelMarco had earlier pleaded no contest to the changes in Crawford County Court. Officers found the victim with a stab wound after Lamaster called 911 on February 4th of 2019 to report that Jeremy DelMarco was assaulting her granddaughter. Brandy DelMarco later died at the hospital. In other news, a new monthly survey of business leaders suggests that the economy continues to grow at a strong pace in 9 Midwest Plains states. The overall index for the region crept up 73.5 in June from May's already strong 72.3 reading. Any score above 50 suggests growth. Business leaders say supply delays are causing problems in manufacturing and high inflation remains a concern. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A Nebraska man has been sentenced to a mandatory life term in federal prison for helping kidnap a South Dakota woman who was later killed on the Santee Sioux Indian Reservation in Nebraska. Federal prosecutors say that 51-year-old Ramon Simpson of Norfolk was sentenced on Wednesday last week for the November 2018 kidnapping of 59-year-old Phyllis Hunhoff. Prosecutors say Simpson and another man, Joseph James, abducted Hunhoff in Utica, South Dakota. After they took the woman to Norfolk, Simpson left before James took her to the reservation where she was killed and her body was set on fire. James was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison last year. In other news, a Lincoln man has pleaded no contest to a vehicular homicide for a rollover crash last fall that killed a passenger in his vehicle. The Omaha World Herald reports that 30-year-old Travis Loosman entered the plea deal on Wednesday last week in Lancaster County Court in a deal with prosecutors who reduced the charges from a felony to a misdemeanor. Good American Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously extended an employment contract with Francine Cromie as county appraiser for the next 4 years at $61,500 annually. A 2022 budget request in the amount of $324,000 for the department was submitted, reflecting a 50% increase for the previous year for the county appraiser. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met to present a budget request of $75,000, an increase of $25,000. The previous economic development budget was $75,000, of which $50,000 went to Partnership for Growth and $25,000 went to partially fund a revolving economic development loan. Barber has done some research on the previously discussed Highway 99, in which 25th Road would be developed straight line to U.S. Highway 36, and suggested this be approached and developed as a truck route. She also had several recommendations on how the county could spend some of the American Rescue Plan money. Commissioners unanimously approved a change recommended by the county clerk that all clerical pay steps be equal. Currently, the clerk's office, bus drivers, and emergency management clerks are paid at a lower rate than the treasurer, appraiser, and register of deeds clerks. Changes will be effective July 1st. Marshall County Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week. Washington County Commissioners last week approved purchase of the recently closed Centennial Homestead building by the Washington County Hospital for $150,000. Plans are not known for the facility, which is adjacent to the hospital. The nursing home, which previously occupied the building, was sold to Belleville Healthcare Center in March, with 15 residents occupying Centennial at that time. Washington County Treasurer advised that 22 parcels will be forwarded to the law firm handling a planned tax sale, with a majority in Morroville and Haddam. Others are located in Washington, Barnes, and Greenleaf. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet this week, with their next regularly scheduled meeting Monday, July 12th. At last week's meeting, they agreed to a recommendation from the Road and Bridge Supervisor that they will seal the Baileyville Road this year instead of the Burns-Sabetha Road. A motion to not proceed with construction of a senior center transit facility was approved unanimously after plans had been suspended recently. Commissioners heard a proposal for a transit office using the small meeting room at Nemahal County Community Building, adding a covered garage for transit vehicles. No action on that request was taken. Resignation of Terry Miller as Gilman Township Clerk was approved. Andy Evans appointed to the position at recommendation of remaining township officials. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week approved a resolution opposing a proposed Kansas-Nebraska heritage area. 33 of 49 counties involved have signed some sort of resolution against the effort, which has been suspended as a result. Opponents argue that federal laws are not being followed, landowners are not notified, lack of public support, and lack of sustaining economic development support for the current heritage area is up for renewal after 15 years. Supervisors noted that approval of the resolution does not limit development of another plan to promote tourism, perhaps across state lines. Don Shuler was for lone no vote, noting that each heritage area is required to have its own management plan, and all are not the same. He further noted that a great deal of speculation and fear has been generated, owing in part to a conservation proposal from President Biden that could affect private landowners. Gage County Planning and Zoning Committee is to meet July 22nd and will consider changes to wind generation regulations, including setback requirements. Human Resources Committee meeting last week included discussion on the Juneteenth holiday, noting the handbook states days declared by law or proclamation of the president and or governor to be holidays and will be observed by Gage County. Frank E. Jandra, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Frank Jandra. David L. Schindler, age 74, of Odell, passed away Friday. He had previously served as superintendent at Diller Odell Schools. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Elgin. Nurnment in the church cemetery. Visitation is planned Wednesday. Family receiving friends 4 until 6 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for David Schindler. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Visitation services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Connie Cabriel. Evelyn J. Fulton of Washington passed away Friday. Funeral services pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Fulton.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Hot and humid conditions will continue for this Monday, continuing into Tuesday. We have a high-pressure system overhead, upper-level ridge. We have a front that's going to be moving in from the north as we head into Tuesday night into Wednesday, bringing chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The good news is cooler temperatures move back into the 80s, it looks like, as we head into the midweek, continuing into Thursday. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, around 93. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny. We'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. And Wednesday night, mostly clear. That's a look at your local forecast. This is weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 68. The record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07.
There is actually a day set aside for workaholics, and there are health reasons not to be one. We will work toward that next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 5th, the 186th day of the year. The news is that Huey Lewis is celebrating a birthday today, and on this day in 1946, the bikini bathing suit debuted at a fashion show at a pool in Paris, France. Today is National Workaholics Day, and it's actually not good for your health to be one. The day was created to find a good work-life balance and to remind us all to take care of ourselves before we take care of work. The term workaholic was actually coined by comedian Rodney Dangerfield in the 80s as he described his father's unhealthy relationship with his job. Many people who work too much have symptoms of anxiety and don't get enough sleep. So if you can, take it easy today. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grain's 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grain's Breads, baking our best for you.
American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas City Royals are coming off the 4th of July weekend with the start of a new three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds with a first pitch tonight at 7:10 at home at Kauffman Stadium. It's the second series in the row after a weekend trilogy against the Minnesota Twins. By Thursday this week, the Royals will be back on the road to take on the Cleveland Indians in a four-game series. After a long road tour, the Kansas City Royals have dropped to the bottom of the AL Central with a current record of 33-47. They're sitting 18-19 at home and 15-28 on the road. The Cleveland Indians are sitting number two in the AL Central currently at 42-36. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge are back home this week to take on a new challenger of Northwest Arkansas. That one's going to be a six-game series starting tomorrow at first pitch at 7:05. They stay home for another week following that as well to take on Tulsa for another six-game series. The Wind Surge are currently number one in the AA Central North Division. Northwest Arkansas is sitting at number three. Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbilenMachine.com.
After months and months of hard work and worry about the weather and worry about prices, it all comes to this. Wheat harvest is upon us. Stay with Mid-America Ag Network for harvest updates brought to you by Abilene Machine. Mid-America Ag Network will follow the harvest from Texas to the Dakotas and keep you updated all along the way. Harvest updates from Mid-America Ag Network, presented by Abilene Machine.
Former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver and kick returning legend Dante Hall was a guest of honor at the Greater Wichita Sports Banquet and talked about the importance of trying to inspire younger generations within the sports world.
You know, it's a tough mission that these high school and collegiate athletes are trying to achieve. And sometimes you just need to hear someone or see someone that's my size and be like, I can do this. If that little guy can do it, it's important because I have people like Ward Dunn, who played for Florida State and went on to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Emmitt Smith, guys that were not big that motivated me and gave me the belief that I could do this. So I just think is you have to go back and pay, you know, pay your contributions to the generation behind you.
That audio from Cake News. In other news, the Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has been named to his seventh All-Star game. SK News reports that he'll be the American League's starting catcher for the sixth time in his career. The 91st All-Star game is set for July 13th. Mid-America Network Sports.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Reflections Hallmark is a cool place to shop. Cool because they have gifts for dad. Cool because they have great ladies' tops, summer cardigans, and accessories. Cool because they have the largest collection of Melissa and Doug toys in town. Cool because they have Chiefs gear and memorabilia. Cool because you can pick up previous year's keepsake ornaments 50% off to complete your collections. Cool because, well, air conditioning. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. More than just your favorite Hallmark store. Open 9 to 3 Saturday.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Add year-round interest to your landscape with Oakleaf Hydrangea. This is just one of the hydrangeas that inspired National Garden Bureau to name 2020 the year of the hydrangea. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This woodland species is native to southeastern United States and hardy in zones 5 to 9. White flowers appear in late spring or early summer, then turn purplish pink and eventually brown. The deep green oak leaf-shaped leaves turn shades of orange, red, and purple in the fall, and the cinnamon brown bark eventually exfoliates, adding winter interest. Grow Oakleaf Hydrangea in moist, rich, well-drained soil in sun or partial shade. Plants perform best with afternoon shade in warmer regions, and new plantings benefit from winter protection in Zone 5. Flower buds may be killed in cold winters, but the other features make it garden-worthy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Phoenix, Arizona has plenty of golf resorts that attract thousands of visitors. But as someone who established the first course in the state, and they'll be hard-pressed to tell you, it was actually a Midwestern veterinarian who had more grazing land than he could manage. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This veterinarian never set out to build a city.
Dr. Chandler was a veterinarian in the Midwest, and he came to Arizona, and he did not understand how expensive water was here in Arizona. So he had a lot of land. He sold off a lot of the land so that he could build. He built the resort, he built a post office, and he built a general store.
Darlene Haviland says the fledgling town of Chandler soon had its one resort.
The resort was only open in the winter, and it was for dignitaries, for movie stars, where all the rooms were named after stars who stayed here. Joan Crawford, Al Capone, Herbert Hoover, Errol Flynn was a big one.
Those original rooms are now a century old, but are still a part of what is today called the San Marcos Resort. It wasn't the first resort in Arizona, but it did build the first golf course.
If you look on the pictures, the golf course was done with flaxseed oil. It's how they kind of got the ball, if you will, to move. And you have to go look at the golf clubs and the golf balls from those time frames. It really is quite amazing. You had to be very wealthy to be able to come to a resort and to golf, and that was our claim to fame.
Another piece of history lies underneath the hotel. At one time, no one was supposed to know about it.
Below the Cibolas Ballroom is an old speakeasy underneath, and it's from the Al Capone days, and it does tunnel out to Arizona Avenue. We would like very much to reopen it.
It's Arizona's first golf course and a century-old resort rolled into one, all begun by a Midwestern veterinarian who established the town that bears his name. Traveling the countryside in Chandler, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Kids say they're bored this summer. Catch some tadpoles. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Watching them turn into frogs is fun and educational for both young and old as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Kids were little, we enjoyed catching tadpoles from a nearby lake. We scooped up wiggly dots near the shore and put them in an old fish aquarium. It was so much fun to watch them develop into frogs. Steve Johnson is an associate professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. He says the container you keep tadpoles in can be anything from a plastic shoebox to a child's wading pool. The most important key for tadpole survival is fresh, clean water.
When they're done feeding, if they hadn't eaten all their food and the water starts to look cloudy in the slightest bit, then I would do a complete or at least a good percentage partial water change. You could dip water out of a local pond or lake, or if you just want to use tap water, you could have a couple different containers or buckets. Even if it comes from a well, you might want to do this. Just pour it ahead of time and let it sit for a couple of days, particularly if it's coming out of a tap.
Feed your tadpoles once a day with algae wafers and flake fish food from a pet store. Container life is stressful on tadpoles, so Johnson also recommends adding cover, such as leaves, for them to hide under. As they grow, you'll notice little buds that will become the rear legs. Add a rock or something to the bottom of the container so they can come up out of the water. Once the front legs develop, the tadpoles will stop eating.
The whole body is going under a complete metamorphosis from an aquatic herbivore to a terrestrial carnivore. Their mouth is undergoing extreme morphological changes, and they can't feed. Their metamorphosis will be powered by muscles that they break down in their tail.
The length of time from egg to adult depends on the species. Spadefoot toads grow up in 14 days, but the bullfrog can take 2 years to fully develop. Learn more about raising tadpoles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let nothing shake. Oh. When I read about celebrities or CEOs who give millions, sometimes billions, to charity, it makes my gifts seem pretty paltry in comparison. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. God definitely tells us to share what we have with others, but He doesn't tell us exactly how much to give. What's important to Him is that you share obediently from the heart. So if you're looking for ways to be generous, don't be intimidated just because you can't give millions or even hundreds. It's okay to start small. Give a few dollars to your favorite charity. And once you experience joyful generosity, you'll want to give more. And remember, money isn't the only way to share with others. You can give of your time and talents too. Again, start small and then see what happens. The real truth is, God asks you to give cheerfully without comparing your gifts to others. With that mindset, you'll find a lot more meaning and gratitude in life.
U.S. dairy exports are on a record pace, which appears likely to continue. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. On top of solid growth in domestic demand, the U.S. dairy industry sees good things ahead for export demand as well. Here's William Lux, Director of Global Trade Analysis for the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
In spite of the COVID-19 pandemic, in spite of issues at ports, in spite of all of that, we still managed a record year overall. But that hasn't stopped once we moved into 2021 either. Overall, U.S. dairy exports are up 15% year to date. So that's through April, compared to 2020, which again was our record year. So that's been quite the sharp acceleration that we've had in recent months.
Lux says U.S. dairy producers are in a good position to take advantage of the rising global demand for dairy, since industry competitors in the European Union and New Zealand are not in a good position to scale up production as fast.
In terms of long-term growth for the U.S. industry, the international market's where you want to place your bets. For one, you know, over the past 10 years, global dairy trade has grown by 3.8% on average every single year. That's a lot. That's roughly twice the size of how much the domestic market has grown.
Lux also sees great potential for U.S. dairy exports to China. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com. Well, still waiting on things to dry out. a little bit across Kansas, Oklahoma, and to Texas. A lot of rain over the last half of last week, and so things are still drying out just a little bit. The harvest that has taken place in Oklahoma has shown some pretty positive results. Mike Schulte is a CEO at Oklahoma Wheat. He says the quality of the harvest is pretty good.
So far, quality seems to be outstanding. I think in many instances, the crop's really going to mirror what we had seen last year in the central and northern regions of the state of Oklahoma. The one thing that we're probably going to be a little bit better off on is that certainly we are having favorable yields in southwest Oklahoma. They have extremely high test weights in that region. They're going to have higher proteins in that region because the crop has stressed a little bit in that area.
The quality of the Texas wheat harvest remained good until the recent rains.
Most recent wheat that's coming out of the field in some heavy precipitation areas, we're starting to see a test weight drop. That's pretty typical. In some limited areas, we've seen some sprout damage. So we're handling that as it comes in out of the field.
That's Steely Fischbacher with Texas wheat. And Marcia Boswell with Kansas wheat says all the rain is having an impact in the sunflower state.
Beyond slowing down the progression of harvest by keeping farmers out of the fields until late afternoon most days, sprinkles and seemingly random showers are increasing moisture levels, lowering test weights, and just making the wheat harder to combine. Elevators are working with farmers to keep deliveries open when and where they can cut.
Harvest 2021, tough all over, apparently. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in the U.S. planted fewer corn and soybean acres than the trade expected, according to today's USDA report. As a result, a little bit after 11, the grain markets jumped higher. Corn went to its daily limit. Soybeans up some 85 cents. Wheat up 22 cents higher. The outside markets also were higher, not really a response to that, but still an overall big day. The big acreage number was built into the market, but USDA didn't push out the big numbers that many had expected. In the June Prospective Planning Report, USDA pegged the 2021 U.S. corn acres 92.7 million. The trade had expected 93.7 million, the previous estimate back in March, 91.14. For soybeans, the acreage at 87.6 million, the trade expectation was 89 million. USDA's March estimate came in at 87.6. The USDA estimate for the grain stocks on and off farm pegged the June 1 U.S. corn stock 4.112 billion bushels. The trade guess was 4.2. The soybean June 1st stock totaled 766 million bushel. The trade had estimated 787 million bushel. U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st came in 843. And the U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st, 843 million bushel. The trade expected at 859 million bushels. reaction goes like this. The numbers surprised the beans the most. Planted acres lower than all the survey estimates. Corn prices surged due to the expected dramatic change in the corn balance sheet and less than optimal July forecast for the maturing crop. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
We know that soils are capable of capturing carbon from the atmosphere, but the missing piece is being able to estimate how much on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Great potential to fix carbon, but it's hard to say with accuracy for any one soil type in any one location how much is going to be fixed and how will it be done. Researchers are working to combine the best of what we know with the data we have to come up with the best models and agricultural practices. Kathy Todd Brown is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental Engineering Sciences at the University of Florida. She explains why it's hard to recommend changes in agricultural soil management practices and have total confidence in the outcome.
Soils are really variable, both across the landscape, and they also vary temporally. So you've got lots of different sort of variations and heterogeneities that you have to take into account when you start saying, I want to put more carbon in the ground and I want to somehow pay people for doing that.
In-field estimates are expensive and hard to do comprehensively. Combining already existing sets of data from over the decades could help provide models
about soil and soil management and how that affects yield and how that affects nutrients and carbon stocks and water. If we can somehow link all of that together, that can give us a better picture about how these soils respond to these landscape scale heterogeneities that in turn could inform carbon markets, give us a feel for how valuable a certain farming strategy might be in a particular location.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the challenges of quantifying carbon at agriculture.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Markets closed Monday for the 4th of July holiday. back in business at the usual time on Tuesday, so no market activity today for the holiday. Cattlemen's Heritage plans to build a $325 million beef processing plant in southwest Iowa. The facility will employ 750 people, with a target to begin operations in late 2023. That's according to the Des Moines Register. Cattlemen's Heritage is a newly formed company, and the company plans to build the facility near Council Bluffs. Cattlemen's Heritage says it will process 400,000 head of cattle every year. Investor Chad Tentiger told the newspaper that weak cattle prices, strong consumer demand, and available investment capital that had been sidelined during the COVID-19 pandemic helped drive the decision to build the facility. The facility expects to process cattle from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. The facility helps address the issue of cattle processing capacity in the United States, which, of course, has been a very hot topic in agriculture the last several months. The four largest meat packers in the United States process roughly 85% of the nation's beef supply. Disruptions in beef cattle markets started in 2019 when a fire halted beef processing at a Tyson Foods facility in Holcomb, Kansas. So Cattlemen's Heritage planning to build a $325 million beef processing plant in southwest Iowa near Council Bluffs. It will process 400,000 head of cattle every year. Markets closed today for the Independence Day holiday. Back in business at the usual time on Tuesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports from AM after 15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power trip warranties.
Time legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.